reading from Mark 6, verses 30 to 44. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we going to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set them before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Holy wisdom, holy word.
We began moments ago thinking and meditating upon the presence of these life-sustaining blessings in our lives. And in this story of the feeding of the 5,000, that's right where Jesus points the disciples as well. They come to him with a sense of the overwhelming need of the crowds there gathered, the overwhelming hunger and overwhelming task of being able to feed such a large group. And the first thing he tells them is, "What do you have among yourselves?" He points them back to themselves and the resources that they hold and have within them as the basis of their connection then with the need and the hunger of those whom they seek to serve. There is this sense of overwhelming need, and as we think about the needs of the world, it is very easy to be very quickly, completely overwhelmed. I considered sharing statistics tonight about water, healthcare, food, shelter, peace, and war in the world. But those are things that all of you can pursue in your own research and interest. But it is, first of all, our human connection, not statistics, but our sense of the common humanity that we share with those in need that first of all connects us to them. And so this night, having begun thinking about the blessings in our own lives, the blessings that indeed sustain our lives, with which our lives really would not carry on, we now move from there to thinking about the needs of the world. And so in a few moments, you will be invited to come forward with your small piece of paper with that little icon on it representing these various life-sustaining blessings and needs. and placing them on some place in the world where you are aware, where you are directly aware that there is deep need for that. Perhaps you don't have a direct awareness of a deep need in that particular arena. There's no need to come forward, but it's an opportunity for you going forth from here to do some thinking and perhaps some research of your own in that need in the world. But you are invited at this time, considering your own blessings in your life, to connect yourself through prayer to the needs of various places in the world where water, where healthcare, where food, where shelter for peace are an overwhelming need for the sustenance of life. And as we do so, we will hear and sing a musical refrain of Micah 6:8. And so you're invited to come forward as you desire and as you're moved. No one is compelled. And if you don't feel that connection, there's no need to come forward. But this is an opportunity to take that need and that blessing you experience in your own life to learn more and think more about the needs of others in the world. And so at this time, I bid you, as you're moved, to come forward to the map on the floor as we sing Micah 6:8. Let us pray. Holy God, sometimes our biggest fear is the isolation we live in. Our isolation from the needs of each other and the world around us. We know that placing pieces of paper on a map doesn't really accomplish anything. It doesn't give a bowl of rice to a starving child. It doesn't bring peace to blood-soaked lands. And yet tonight, this is what we have. These prayers. These simple gestures. We know that they are not enough. But we pray that through them your spirit would be mysteriously at work, opening us to the human need in the person next to us and around the world, and that your will of justice and compassion would be done. Amen. And now receive the benediction. May the God of abundance go with you and strengthen you for lives of service. Amen. Our closing song is 741.
In the prayer of Jesus, he invites us to pray for our daily bread and to make what is in heaven here on earth. And so we sing this song from Africa, South Africa. We'll sing the English words, but be careful, there may be some Holden hilarity coming. Your will be done on earth, O Lord. Your will be done on earth, O Lord. Your will on earth, O Lord. Your will be done on earth, O Lord. Your will be done on earth, O Lord. Your will be done.
Thank you.